which moments determine the outcome of today's game. We'll paint you a picture with our game highlights on the Padres Radio Network.
Let's start with the Padres' offense. They had a ton of chances against Red starter Nick Lodolo, and that would be a theme throughout the afternoon. They left a runner on base in the first inning. They couldn't score after a Xander Bogaerts leadoff double in the second. They put two on base in the top of the third. Those runners were all stranded. Meanwhile, Stephen Kolick allowed just one hit, a single, in three scoreless innings to begin his day. We still had a scoreless game going to the fourth inning. It was the X-Man who led off.
And Xander swings, hits it in the air to deep left field. Lux is going back. He will turn to watch. This one gonna go. Xander Bogaerts with a home run to crack open the run column. And the Padres go ahead 1-0 here in the fourth.
The Padres continued to have chances to grow the lead. They left a runner on base in the fourth inning. They left two more on in the fifth inning. To that point, the Padres were 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position. But again, they had a 1-0 lead. Meanwhile, Stephen Kolick was rolling. He got through five scoreless innings while allowing just a single and a walk. Kolick took the mound for the bottom of the sixth inning. Padres still leading just 1-0. Will Benson hit a leadoff single. Kolick got the next two outs, but then Matt McClain reached on an infield single. Mike Schilt elected to take out Kolick and bring in Adrian Morejone to flip around Ellie De La Cruz to the right side of the plate. There were runners on first and second for De La Cruz.
The pitch, De La Cruz swings, ground ball left side underneath Iglesias into left field. That'll tie the game as Benson comes in to score, and Ellie De La Cruz, an RBI single. It's 1-1 here in the sixth.
We still had a 1-1 game going to the seventh inning. Lyon Richardson came on from the Reds' bullpen. Fernando Tatis Jr. drew a one-out walk. Xander Bogaerts doubled on a ball that hit the glove of the Reds' third baseman, Christian Encarnacion Strand. That got Tatis to third. The Reds intentionally walked Gavin Sheets to load the bases. Reds then brought in Anthony Santillan to face Jose Iglesias with the bases all loaded up.
The pitch to Jose bounced over the mound, charged by McClain at second, flips to second one. De La Cruz to first, not in time. Tatis able to come in and score, and on a Jose Iglesias fielder's choice, the Padres are back in front 2-1.
That's all the Padres would score in the seventh inning. Jeremiah Estrada came on for the bottom half of the seventh. He struck out a pair in a 1-2-3 frame. Padres still led 2-1 going to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Jason Adam came in to make his major league leading 42nd appearance of the season. He gave up a leadoff double to Will Benson, but then got a deep fly out as Benson went to third. A ground out for out number two as Benson stayed put at third. Matt McClain was next for Cincinnati.
Here's the pitch. McClain swings and misses. Strike three, very late offer at a slider that was up, and that'll do it for the Reds in the bottom of the eighth.
Padres left another runner in scoring position in the top of the ninth inning. At that point, the Padres were 0-for-13 with runners in scoring position on the day and left 13 on base. Also in that inning, Tyler Wade pinch hit for Xander Bogaerts. We'll hear from Mike Schilt on what happened with Xander. Wade stayed in to play third base. Jose Iglesias moved to shortstop. Bryce Johnson replaced Gavin Sheets in left. Robert Suarez then came in to try to close out what was a 2-1 Padres lead. Ellie De La Cruz would hit a little liner to third base. Tyler Wade couldn't catch it on the fly. He also couldn't keep it in front of him. It was like a weird little liner. It was initially ruled an error on Tyler Wade, but eventually they actually switched it to a base hit for Ellie De La Cruz. So I guess you could say a misplay on Tyler Wade. Suarez got the next out, but then issued a walk to Gavin Lux to put the tying and winning runs aboard. Spencer Steer dug in.
Suarez delivers. That's muscled on a line into center field. Charged by Merrill. De La Cruz rounding third on his way. Here comes Jackson's throw. It is high. The tag not in time. Had a real shot to get him, but the throw was high. Diaz had to jump up, then come down to try and get the tag on De La Cruz. He did not, and it's 2-2 here in the ninth.
And Jesse was absolutely right. Looking at the replay, Padres had a chance to get him. The throw for Merrill was high. The score was tied at two. Jose Trevino single to load the bases. So a 2-2 game. Bases loaded. The winning run for the Reds 90 feet away from scoring. Will Benson came to the plate.
Suarez ready. Here's the pitch. Benson swings, rips it down the right field line. That is a fair ball. It'll win the game. Lux can walk home, and the Reds will empty the dugout to chase down Will Benson and celebrate between first and second. His third hit of the day is a game winner as the Reds rally for two in the bottom of the ninth and come from behind to beat the Padres 3-2.
A really, really frustrating loss for the San Diego Padres. A 2-1 lead heading into the bottom half of the ninth inning. The Reds scoring two in the bottom half of the ninth. They tie it on the Steer RBI single. They win it on the Benson RBI hit. The final score, Reds 3 and the Padres 2. Padres dropped to 45-38. Reds improved to 44-40. Reds win on Friday. Padres win Saturday. And the Reds win the rubber match of this three-game series on this Sunday. Winning pitcher in this game, Emilio Pagano, threw a scoreless top of the ninth inning for Cincinnati. He improves to 1-2. Losing pitcher was Robert Suarez, who took the blown save and the loss. He drops to 2-4.